Yeah, I'm going to be that guy in like, what was it, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer or something? Was it the librarian guy? He'd be like, I've got a book here. I've discovered that the Bigfoot was in fact a dickhead in a mask.
Dracarys.
Dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural. Winter is coming.
Hey guys, and welcome back to episode 25 of the Side Effect Podcast. My name is Chris from the channel Smokescreen. I'm here with my distinguished co-host Val from McCullough's Geek, Tarzan from Trial by Trivia, and James from Dust on the Throne. And we have a special guest today. We have a special guest. He really needs no introduction. He's got over, I think, 10 million followers across social media. But we have, for the three or four people listening that have not heard of him, we have Ethan from Aussie Man Reviews. Welcome, Ethan.
G'day. How's it going? Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for that little applause there. Instantly making me feel welcome. I appreciate that. Good hospitality here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, if you're new to this podcast, we've recently revamped it. We used to talk mainly just pop culture entertainment, which is what we do on our main YouTube channels. But we've recently kind of revamped it. And we talk about kind of the history and mystery behind some of our favorite pop culture movies and shows, like for example, we talked ancient Egypt and aliens, and today I think we're talking about some of these legends that are literally worldwide, as in Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti, whatever you want to call it. I think it's got a name pretty much everywhere, and many cultures.
Oh, skunk ape, ape man or monkey man, I don't even know.
Yeah, hairy man.
Hairy man.
Ozzy, we have a name. Is it Yori or something in Australia?
Yeti is familiar down here. I used to, my brother used to try and scare me by telling me the Bunyip was out there as well, near the Blackwood River, which is already a pretty kind of freaky name for a river. So I don't know what the Bunyip was. I don't think the Bunyip was as big as a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot. I always imagined it as like a little fucking creature that could mess with you. I don't know. Is Bunyip? Have you guys heard of Bunyip?
I don't know about that particular one, but I have heard of smaller little critters out there. Supposedly, you know,
gnomes
and shit like that. Yeah,
they're bastards. Yeah, maybe maybe we explore big and small. We could go through the different. Yeah. Like you've either got to be really tall, or really small to be freaky.
Right. And then we had the four-legged chupacabra out there with Tarzan. I think Tarzan lives around a few of those.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Where did you see one of those, Tarzan? Just out in the bush?
Oh, I ain't never seen one. Trust me. I'd have it hanging on the wall. I got a nice shotgun here.
I think Tarzan is our main man here to be able to talk about this. With a nickname like that, right, you've seen some shit in the jungle. I'm just embracing that. I'm just excited about that nickname, so I'm embracing it.
That's awesome.
Touching on what Ethan said, I don't know about, you know, the rest of you guys, but my uncles used to scare me when I was a kid, you know, talking about the Woolly Booger Bridge.
Yes. Yes.
Like, it was like a Bigfoot-like thing that would come out from under this bridge and rip car doors off and stuff. And
what?
I was like four or five eating it up, and they always promised to take me there, but I never went. So
yeah, I've heard of that local place. I think everybody's got a local spot, right? Like Gravity Hill. Mm-hmm. Does everybody have a Gravity Hill in their area?
What is Gravity Hill?
You drive out to this whatever area. I think everybody has one, and apparently you roll uphill. It's just like an illusion, but you know, as a kid, you don't know what's actually happening.
Here locally, it's big. Yes. I mean, everybody from counties away, you know, they go there, and it's an incredible illusion. It looks like you put your car in neutral, it will roll uphill.
And yeah, and you put baby powder on the trunk and you see handprints. Exactly. You know? Of course, it's your own fucking handprints, but the point is.
But when you're young, when you're a teenager, you just get your license, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You're freaking out. A carload of kids out there in the middle of the night, in the middle of the country.
And Ozzy, man, I'm sorry, what did you say the name of that creek was, or the river?
The Blackwood River with the bunyips. Yep.
The bunyips. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it sounds like something out of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, along the Blackwood River with the bunyips. We used to go there to catch marin, which is this crayfish type creature somewhere between a crab and a crayfish, and you catch them and you cook the shit out of them and you eat them. So we used to go there for that objective. But of course, when you're out there until kind of midnight, you tell spooky stories, and when you're the youngest child like myself, they try to scare you. But I never saw the bunyip. I never came face to face.
I mean, like, I was just gonna say, like, everyone's been scared as when they were kids with some sort of monster or something mysterious thing. I was never scared with something like that, but I did have an older cousin who would like put on this gorilla mask and scare the shit out of me. And it was basically, it looked like Bigfoot. So I guess, you know, it's related to this topic.
Well, I had an asshole dad, and he used to have this mask that was called Hector and this big fucking cloak. And he'd like walk by the bedroom window at night. And then the other kids are like, oh, it's fake. And their parents told him it was fake. So the jerk he is, he used to actually go and hide in their closets.
Okay. Has anyone seen an actual Bigfoot?
No.
We all know it's a family member. We're like, no, that was my uncle. That was my dickhead brother. That was. We all identify it now.
Exactly. Right. I was going to say, though, to get into actual Bigfoot and this particular subject here, we live in an area, James and I do, where and I go camping a lot in the Uwari Mountains. It's actually the oldest mountain range in the U.S. It's very close to us, about 30-minute drive. Mm-hmm. And so we go camping there a lot. I do. And they have there have been a lot of sightings there, apparently. And the TV show Finding Bigfoot, which I do think is complete bullshit. I have much respect for other ones like Les Stroud, you know, Survivor Man, stuff like that, when he did his show on it. But they did an episode up there. The thing is, though, as many times as I've been camping a lot, I stay in the woods a lot. When I was working a regular job as opposed to YouTube, I was in the woods a lot more. And I've heard things, but, you know, the thing is, now these days you have people going out hunting these damn things, knocking on trees and yelping. So, you know, like one night, I'll tell a really quick story. Me and my buddy, we used to go camping every year for about a week in this area. Went to sleep one night. About 5 minutes later, we heard a big knock on a tree. We kind of both kind of we heard each other move, but we didn't really do anything. 5 minutes later, we heard another one. We both get out with our guns drawn and because it's really close. Right. And we shine flashlights out, and we have these, you know, tactical flashlights that'll light up the whole fucking woods. And we don't hear anything else. We don't see anything else. And we just kind of crawled back in our tents and went to sleep. But I've never seen anything as many times as I've been out in the woods. But they did film something locally here. The thing what I was going to say, though, is there's just so many hoaxers now with all the popularity of it. If you have a real experience, you don't really know what to make of it.
You said we crawled back in our tents, like separate tents?
Yes.
You know damn well. Yeah, I was there. I would have been in your fucking tent with you.
Fuck that. That's what they couldn't.
There's no damn way.
Right, because that
I'm
damn
going into another fucking tent.
Right, because that nylon wall is going to protect you.
We might even be in the same damn sleeping bag.
Yeah.
They had to remain tough. They had to just go, should we maybe stick together? Or you want to come over? We go.
You good? You good, bro?
Yeah, yeah, you're good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good too. We can go back to our individual space bubbles.
okay. You got me. But anyway, I guess the big thing that made this really popular, at least in the U.S., and I'm sure eventually around the world, was the Patterson film of 67, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it was the most viewed video besides the Zapruder film, I think, probably in history.
Yeah.
But I think since then, that's pretty much been debunked, although they still cite it as evidence, because the guy who apparently wore the monkey suit or whatever came out years and years later and admitted it. He got paid to do it, I think. But right. I don't think a lot of people mention that as far as the believers out there.
What?
That film you're citing, when I was in elementary school, the picture where it turns back and looks at the camera was on the front of a library book. And I probably checked that out about 10 times, that book, because of that picture. That film is amazing when you're young. And then when you get older, you know, and you start thinking about things logically and rationally, you know, you can see it. But no, at the time, I was fascinated. That book in the library, Woodrow Wilson, actually is why I got into Bigfoot.
Wait, hold, what? I had never heard this before. The guy that was in the suit came out and said he was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
what?
He walked, and you can see his stride.
His
right?
stride matches and everything, yeah. The guy's name is Bob Hieronymus, I believe. He was the one supposedly in the suit that Patterson and them paid.
Brilliant. He just ruined everything for me.
No, I love it. That's great. He was like, I was just trying to scare my nephew. I was just trying to... I just put on a funny mask. It's I'm an account. My day job is an accountant. I like that he admitted it. He's like, it's just a prank. It's just a prank, bro.
He held that secret for a long time.
He held that secret for like 35 years, apparently. But that's what I was saying, though. Oh, wow. The people who
how
still
did
believe
he sleep
this
at night.
Yeah, exactly. The people that still believe this, though, still cite that film, and they never, you know, go to that evidence that he came out and said that, and they showed his gait and his stride, and he did have really long arms and big hands that matched. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then again, you have some of these professors that study these footprints and shit that they supposedly took, and then they say there's, you know, you can't fake the way this particular footprint was, you know, rolled over in the mud or whatever.
Right. They were doubting his credibility.
Yeah. So they're doubting his credibility. Exactly.
Hey, I found some more information on the Bunyip. I just ducked off to the library there for a second. You didn't even notice. I'm on Wikipedia. I haven't uncovered it. The Bunyip is a large mythical creature from Australian Aboriginal mythology said to lurk in swamps, billabongs, creeks, riverbeds, and waterholes. There you go. So it comes from Australian Aboriginal mythology.
Like Native Americans here, they simply believe it is true. They just accept it. And
yeah, our Native Americans totally buy into it.
Well, the word bunyip can be translated from the Aboriginal language as devil or evil spirit. So now we're getting full supernatural. Yeah, that's
Ugly. It's ugly as hell, man. I just looked it up too. Like,
you did a search there. Yeah, it's not really a big hairy man. It's kind of, there's a few different interpretations and
It's kind of like a chupacabra that it's always drawn differently, but it's always scary looking.
Yeah, it's freaky. I don't know where I got tiny gnome person from. Maybe I was accessing a childhood memory in the first 5 minutes of the podcast. I went in hard, and it's an unreliable memory.
I'm looking at a picture now that you, I just Googled it here, and this looks like a cross between a bear and a fucking octopus. I don't know. Where did you get gnome from?
I don't know. It was an unreliable childhood memory. Somehow I had tiny gnome person in my head. But no, we can get back to gnomes. Sorry, as you were. I thought I'd just intervene with, I brought up some intelligence there.
I'm glad you did. Yeah, this is really cool. I've never, ever heard of this in my life.
Yeah, I'm going to be that guy in what was it, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer or something? Was it the librarian guy? He'd be like, I've got a book here. I've discovered that the Bigfoot was, in fact, a dickhead in a mask.
Yeah, I mean, so it looks like a lot of local cultures have their own various creatures and myths, and I think it continues through modern times, and people see things, and I don't doubt that people see things.
That's my thing.
I don't doubt that. There's just too many, but I doubt that they're seeing what they think they see. You know what I mean? In most cases, I guess.
Okay. All right. Oh, wait, hold on.
Here comes the alien part from Val.
Okay, picture me with the crazy hair aliens. Right. No. Okay, listen. One thing that is annoying about the evidence and the way people react to evidence is a lot of the evidence is blurry video, But when you show them a freaking sharp picture, they also say it's fake because it's too sharp. Like, there's no way you could have gotten that close to it. Like, it's just...
That is true.
Like, make up your freaking minds, people. Like, it's just, you know, and okay. But, and the other thing I wanted to say was that, that what makes me sad about this guy coming out and saying that he was in a suit is because, like, out of all the videos that I've seen, if that one that was the one that looked the most believable, if that one is fake, then I can't trust any of the others. Because, I mean, the others looked pretty freaking genuine to me, but and that one looked genuine. So, like, how am I supposed to, like, what? You've just destroyed my
existence. I felt the same way, Val. It was like finding out there's no Santa Claus, man. When I saw that special with the guy walking and they put them side by side, I had that empty feeling in my heart, too. I mean... Because that was always my go-to, was that film.
Well, I don't know if you guys are, I mentioned Les Stroud earlier. If you guys are familiar with Les Stroud, Survivor Man, right? He did many, many seasons of just survival stuff. When that was so popular, everything on TV was about survival. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Les Stroud said that during that time where he had recorded all those seasons of Survivor Man, he had had various experiences. So now his last, I haven't seen anything from him recently. But he did a whole series, a whole season, Survivor Man Bigfoot, where he went out and tried to take a neutral stance and actually discover something. And he took out a guy named Todd Standing. Now, this guy is the guy who's got some recent photos that look, he claims that are baby Bigfoots or whatever, or younglings or whatever in the fuck you call a baby Bigfoot. you know what I mean?
Mini foots.
Yeah. And speaking of baby Bigfoots. Yeah, little foot fuckers. Speaking of that, every society, right? If this is a society in the woods, right, that want to remain hidden, you know, teenagers are assholes, right? They want to rebel. Why don't you ever see a 17-year-old Bigfoot run out in L.A., for example, come out of the fucking woods,
yeah,
and run out in L.A. in the street and say, "Look, I'm real, motherfucker," you know, and.
Excellent.
You know what I'm saying? Why they? Because if they're not rebelling, you know what I mean? They're just fucking fall in line. Like if they're so smart.
Yeah, society. That's interesting. Yeah, what is their form of rebellion? Well, they're growing up in the middle of nowhere. It's like, yes. Oh yeah, I pushed over a whole tree today.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to the city. They have good cuisine. I can go to the cinema.
I don't get it, man. I mean, it's certainly one's bound to walk out and be a little like, fuck all this hiding in the woods every damn time. I'm going to go see these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. But anyway, this Todd Standing guy, he's got some pictures that are interesting. He put out a documentary me and James actually watched about probably a year ago. He finally did his own documentary and he takes these people out, these various PhDs out in the woods in Canada and shows them these tree formations that are really unnatural for the wind to do.
Exactly.
Tree breaks, how they can't be broken like a toothpick in the middle of the damn tree, 10 foot up,
physically,
you know,
impossible.
And it is interesting. Some of that stuff, because you don't think wind, you can see how wind blows a tree down versus a tree break in the middle of it. Right. I mean, I don't know, snow load. And this is the kind of stuff that the Les Stroud actually went into in detail, that, which I at least respected his stuff a lot more than say that bullshit show Finding Bigfoot, where they go out there and yell and fucking make sounds and then, oh, we hear that, that's a Squatch, it's following us, for damn sure it's following us, but we got to go home now, it's getting late. You know, and they never get any evidence, it's always a fucking coyote. Anyway, this Todd guy up for you, Val, up here in Canada, he actually put out a lawsuit against British Columbia for the government to admit that Bigfoot was real based off his evidence.
What? Oh shit.
And so he actually took it to the courts.
Nice.
Well, you were telling me that freaking there's counties in the U.S. that are calling them endangered species or something.
Yeah, there are. There are a few counties out west. I mean, I think the hot spot here in the U.S. is mainly the Pacific Northwest and up into Canada. But there's some counties out there and individual states that declare them endangered species. And they are, I guess, safe zones. First time I've ever heard of them declaring something endangered. They don't even officially know exists, but they claim it's real.
The guy who first wore the mask would be happy about that. He'd be like, an endangered species.
Val, have you seen the video of the Bigfoot carrying the baby Bigfoot?
Yes.
There's obviously, if we're going to say that it's somebody in a suit, then we're saying that there's a baby in a suit, because this thing is alive. It's not. It's pushing. It's pushing and pulling and things like that. So somebody would have to be a real creep, you know, to put a little kid or little baby inside of a suit.
Yeah.
Just to get a little film.
Be still, Mikey. Put this fucking suit on.
Yeah. Stop crying. Stop crying.
Stop crying. It's because, it's got to be like 18, 24 months old, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
So that just blows my mind. I buy into some of the newer footage, too.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a good point. Another interesting thing about these videos is, and actually, like, that having a younger Bigfoot with the adult is a very common thing in sightings now. Like, it's like a lot of the sightings mention there being like a younger one, but a lot of the sightings do. Like, another thing, the thing about the one that you just said that got debunked, the one that made me really sad, it was also very, like, dramatized, I think, compared to some of the other videos that I've seen. Like, now that I think about it, it's like the other videos that also seem very believable are, like, they're not, it's not this whole production of these group of men that went out and, like, you know, on horses and, like, finally were looking for him and, like, caught him and, like, he fell off his horse and, oh my God, this shit happened. No, it's just like a normal, regular person who's just, like, minding their own business and happens to see something. And then also, a lot of these people are not making any money from it. Like, they don't want to make money from it. They just, I don't know. Like, have you heard of Paul Freeman? One of the best videos was captured by Paul Freeman. This guy did not make any money from it. He was just like, I don't know if he lived on a farm or out in the country or something. But the only money he ever made apparently was like a $2,000 for an interview that he had about the Bigfoot. And in the video, you can see him, the way he's talking and the way he's acting, it just seems it's so genuine.
I totally agree, Val. And they said that he only granted like that one interview that you're talking about that he got paid the $2,000 for, yet he spent over $50,000 in his lifetime, you know.
Yeah.
That says a lot. And his video, I agree, it seems genuine. He filmed something that he believed was a Bigfoot. Now, if it was somebody out there messing with him in a suit, that's a whole other thing. But he was not lying. I believe he was totally believe what he saw was a Bigfoot on that video.
I think I found it here on YouTube, so I can see that he's got a link to his merchandise. He's got a long non-skippable ad. He's wearing. Gotta fuck with you there for a second. Yeah, no, that's not monetized. No, I can see. He's doing a shout out to what appears to be a cereal company. appears to be a Halloween costume company. Sorry, guys. Sorry. I just degraded the conversation again. I think I found my role 20 minutes, 30 minutes in here. I found my role in this entourage. I'm just
it's cool.
No, that's usually mine. Actually, that's usually mine.
I'm your role.
Yeah, you are. You're taking it. I'm the skeptic here and question everything.
Yeah. This time Tarzan is on the Bigfoot. He's absolutely a skeptic on this.
Are you Tarzan?
Yeah. Great insight, Tarzan. What do you mean?
That was the best. I got you like big drinking some form of strong alcoholic beverage. Yeah. I've been moving house all day. I'm fucking tired. Fuck me.
There was a silence there.
Oh, it was brilliant.
With the amount of fucking technology and shit that's out there, it's just, I would just think at this day and age, with all the other shit that they are finding out there, they can't find a fucking 8-foot hairy motherfucker. I just don't understand. You know, I just don't, you know, just like Loch Ness. You know, I remember as a kid, I used to believe in it. And, you know, some of the stuff I do find is kind of interesting, but I don't think there's a, you know, how old would it have to be? Millions of year old dinosaur? I just don't see it.
I know. I know what you're saying, man.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I agree with the technology thing for sure. I mean, that's always what I've said. Is when we're watching all these, you know, there's, because I think everybody cashed in on the craze, right? All the documentaries and shows and hell movies and all that stuff. But then again, there are a lot of things caught on like trail cams here for all the redneck hunters around the U.S. But anyway, yeah, I mean, with infrared and night vision and all that shit, which, like I said before, Les Stroud at least tried to use some of those things. You would think by now, there's no bones.
Yeah.
And there's nothing found except, apparently there have been some hair samples, but they've tested inconclusive. But of course, then again, I guess to be fair, if you don't have a Bigfoot showing up in LA saying, here, take my fucking blood, you don't have a match to put it with anyway, right? So I guess to be fair, you got to throw that out there. But you would think it would be fairly easy. But then again, we discover new shit all over the world every day, and especially in the oceans, which is a whole different story.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. That's what I was just thinking. Yeah, it's the last really, truly kind of uncharted territory, just deep, deep in the ocean.
Yeah, that definitely is a podcast. Hopefully we'll get to do one day. That's where I think the most interesting shit is. I mean, the deeper we get, I won't even get into it. But anyway, yeah, that's where the most crazy shit is. And, you know, and we are slowly finding that, but we can't find this thing hiding in the woods, you know?
Could Bigfoot be aquatic? And
oh no,
it's just
perfect. Yeah. Well, I never know.
I'm just now flipping back to try and give some Bigfoot credibility. Like, well, what if has a tremendous hiding spot? Like, did you see the movie The Descent? I mean, those creatures were kind of hairless and freaky deep in the caves. But maybe Bigfoot has a little underwater network, and
there you go. Well, I mean, it does go into the alien thing, right? A lot of people have connected with UFO sighting with Bigfoot, and they say that, you know, because we talk about, hey, we did, to be fair, last week we said, I think we specifically mentioned, everybody pictures aliens as these big grays, right, with the big black eyes and the small gray bodies, right?
Yeah.
Why can't it be a big hairy motherfucker? And they're just checking out the woods, and then they get back in their shit and leave. You know, maybe that's why they're not finding bones.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty open, but I don't know.
No, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't buy a bit.
We're spitballing.
No, like, now that you mentioned the water thing, not to say that that's legit, but like, there was this a video of one of the skunk apes that actually was it did go a bit underwater when it got caught. Like, it was walking through a swamp. Have you guys seen that one?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yes, I have.
The skunk apes, though, me and James was talking about it a little earlier. I do think there's something to the skunk ape, because you got to think that's in Florida, where they call it the skunk ape, and that's, and I believe it was the 60s, right? You could own exotic pets at that time, like chimpanzees and orangutans, and a lot of people did. And then as they got older and started, you know, beating people's asses,
lions,
they let them loose. So now you have this chimpanzee population in Florida and this orangutan population. So I think that explains a lot down there anyway, at least in that neighborhood.
Sorry, was that like a crossbreeding story or something? Or it was like a hybrid creature?
No, they released apes into the wild, and they have kind of adapted. And
yeah, they got, once they got older and they realized they couldn't keep them, you know, like as pets anymore, they just release them. And so now there's an actual population that's kind of been imported here.
But they call them what did they call them? Skunk apes or something?
Yeah, skunk apes. That's one of the big things about Bigfoot, at least over here, is that they supposedly stink. Like, you can smell them before you see them.
Oh, right.
Right,
so they are just regular apes in terms of the look. I was just trying to get a visual.
Well, that's the mystery, though. That's the mystery. Is it
they're just extra smelly?
Yes. is it regular apes, or is it some Bigfoot type Sasquatch creature? But yeah, that's just another one of the many, many names for them: skunk apes, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yetis, abominable snowman.
Because hybrid mutant creatures are kind of a thing, I suppose, when it could be a new creature. But yeah, it's like it's a cross between a couple of different things. I don't know why I just had Napoleon Dynamite in my head with the liger. I mean, we got a lot of kind of weird creatures like cane toads in Queensland that are kind of like, you know, these toad frog mutant things that have poison come out of the skin, and, you know, just shit that has kind of done some weird breeding Tasmanian devil is another one. It's kind of like a tiger, stripy tail and shit. So yeah, sometimes they can just be weird crossbreeds as well.
Okay, well, I have a question for you. Like, were you thinking that this thing was a crossbreed between a skunk and an ape?
Something like that. Yeah. Because I haven't heard skunk ape before. Okay. I wasn't listening. I think I was looking at searching intelligence again across Wikipedia and YouTube. I was just like, wait a second, are we talking about mutants now? Like a skunk? Turns out it's just an extra smelly regular ape.
Right. I'm trying to picture a skunk ape.
Yeah, he's got a fucking white stripe down his back, sprayed and shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my god! Well, the picture of the skunk ape actually did look like an orangutan, and that was a big problem that people had with that picture, is that the face of it, and not that we've seen the face of Bigfoot before, clearly, but it doesn't really look like the blurry versions of the Bigfoot face that we have seen before. It looks a lot like an orangutan, but at the same time, it's a huge ass orangutan. Like, you've never seen an orangutan that big.
That tall looking. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so super tall.
They always seem squatty to me.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could be a hybrid. I mean,
when they stand, now they can get pretty tall. They I've seen one painting a fence, believe it or not, once. And...
Did you say fake?
I swear to God, there's this guy named Mike.
He was going for his blue belt.
Okay. There's this guy, his name is Mike Szabo, and he actually had a lot of the monkeys. What was that movie? Project X? Do you guys remember that with Matthew Broderick? Those were his monkeys, and he drove. Szabo drove around in a limo. He would pick me up with his old raggy limo, and there was an orangutan in the passenger seat that smoked cigars.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah.
Right turn, Clyde.
I shit you not. He's one of the best monkey trainers, I guess, in the world. And like I said, almost most of those monkeys in that movie Project X were his. But when we went there, he was like, we went out there, and he wanted us to build a fence, and there's a monkey over there with red paint painting the fucking fence.
I love it.
That's funny as hell.
Tarzan has the best stories.
And he was about 5.5 foot tall. I mean, he was not short and squatty, not at all. He was standing there just painting the fence with his, and you look at him, he's his fucking tongue out.
Classic.
Greatest.
Classic Tarzan story.
Yes. We've never heard that story before either. You thought we had heard that by now, Tarzan. It's only been 3 years, dude. I put a link, by the way, to those Todd, what was his name, pictures, if you want to check them out. Anyway. Yeah, he's done a whole documentary on this stuff, and he was with Les Stroud on the whole weird tree formation thingy. Yeah, it's a Google search link, but you'll see all the pictures, and supposedly he captured. And this is what he took to the Canadian government and said, look, you need to declare this is a real thing.
How did he go with that?
They laughed. They laughed. Yeah. From my understanding, the prime minister actually laughed about it, too. Anyway, speaking of the orangutan thing, I'll just throw this in there really quick. Tarzan mentioned the orangutan painting the fucking fence.
Paint the fence.
I think there is a possibility, or people will say this is a possibility, that I think it's called Gigantopithecus, I believe. Yes. That was an actual huge orangutan style ape 100,000 years ago, I think it was, something like that. You know, of course, people say, okay, that was a real thing. They found these teeth and fossils from that type of stuff. Is it a carryover? Kind of like the Loch Ness Monster from
very similar.
An ancient type of dinosaur type thing. Mm-hmm. So that was an actual creature, and that's a possibility, maybe, perhaps, if there's some small chance this is a real thing.
If it lives in the, you know, the densest forests in the world, kind of get lost in time, maybe.
Yeah.
Got to stay open to it at least a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I love that side of it. I love that side of it. Like an ancient species that's more or less extinct, but there's one more out there.
Right.
I had to do my American movie trailer voice for that.
There's one more out there.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
Well, Discovery Channel keeps trying to convince us that Megalodon's still around, you know?
That's true. That is true.
They're having a go at that.
to try to not be so skeptical, I mean, look at the blue whale. I mean, they thought that was extinct for a long time, but now they're finding them left and right.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah. And it's a big, deep place. I guess you could say the same for the woods. You know, there's just so much unexplored area. But
yeah, Canada would make more sense. There's a lot more woods in Canada than there is here.
I think I like it because it's a comeback story. It's a good comeback story. You thought this ancient creature was gone. There's one or two left. Yeah, maybe they've been able to kind of go unnoticed or hide or fly under the radar. But they've just held on for dear life, and it's a good comeback story. as opposed to like kind of mutating, kind of hybrid, disgusting, kind of freakish breeding story, or I don't know, something, or a chemical mutating, something, human interference. No, it's just a good comeback story. Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's good. Hit the showers, everyone.
So with that, would we say, you know, like maybe they're at the point now where they're just discovering fire? You know what I mean? Because we don't see smoke coming up out of the
Yeah, forest. I don't know.
In time like that.
I don't know. I think that was kind of going back to my point I was saying earlier. If they're so intelligent as to evade technology, because that's one of the things they actually claim. They claim they know when there's cameras. They know, you know, that some these crazy BFRO people do. Okay, if they're that intelligent and they're always quiet, they're always watching. I don't know, you know how.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah, how can they have that level of intelligence and awareness, but at the same time still discovering fire? Or yeah, what stage of evolution are we talking here? If it's
right, exactly.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's a bit dyslexic. Yeah. Yeah.
The biggest problem I have, there's so many of these, like, you know, urban legends, what you'd call them. I don't know what you call them, but they haven't found a damn one of them. Not a one. Not the chupacabra, not the merman, not the fucking unicorn. They've never found, you know, Sasquatch. They've never gotten one of these things. So that's where I'm kind of really skeptical on the whole thing, you know, especially with today's technology.
Oh, I am too. I agree. I'm just saying, we were talking about earlier a little bit, you know, and Ozzyman mentioned in Australia as well, you have all these. You have the Aboriginal people in Australia. You have the Native Americans here. You have, as well as Canada. They absolutely believe. There's no question in their minds. Almost like India, the country India, they absolutely believe in aliens. There's no question to those people that they exist.
But it's interesting that it translates to a kind of evil spirit or something. So it's not necessarily a physical thing, or maybe it can be. Maybe it can be a physical embodiment or something, but... definitely the spiritual side of it, I think can still be strong in some cultures.
That is true. That is true, depending on the translation, for sure. But I know over here, at least from the stuff, the documentaries and stuff I've watched on it, is a lot of the Native American cultures absolutely believe it's a real creature. Just leave it alone. He's not harmful.
Right.
You know, he's a friend. Is a, you know, protect him, protect his environment, that type of thing.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll give you something too. I think we would have also found a dead one. Like, they must die at some point.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Do they bury each other or something?
They eat the bones, Val. They eat the bones.
Oh Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, there's that. But then the other thing is also like, there's probably so few of these out there. That, I mean, I'm not surprised that we haven't actually found one that we can catch, and because people usually find them by chance, and that's what I'm expecting. And I don't think anyone's going to actually go out there with all this technology just to find the Bigfoot, because I don't think it's going to be there. It's not going to bring them enough value back in return for, you know, spending a lot of money on the technology that you would need to find it and like just like scan a whole forest. I mean, like, can we even do that? Is that something that, like, because you, Tarzan, you talk about technology, but how could we use technology to find these things?
The same way that we're finding, like, these, you know, what was that place, the Valley of the Kings? They found that through, what was it, some type of sonogram type thing? Just like they find these dinosaur bones.
Yeah, that's a little different, though, than going through the woods. I mean, Val, you're talking about stuff like all these shows where they'll take around infrared and night vision, and you have basically just a couple people walking around a small area in comparison. So there is little chance of actually seeing something. I'll give them that. But, you know, is there some kind of bigger technology you're talking about, I believe, something like before, a satellite-style scan, you know what I mean?
Yeah, before, like, California legalized marijuana, they could scan forests for the heat being, you know.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Put
true.
Off by the marijuana. So, I feel like they could, but I also agree with Val that why would they? They don't believe in it to begin with, you know. So, who's going to invest the money? Who's going to say, "Hey, let's fly over these forests," or you know, whatever? There's not enough. You know,
yeah, if there was enough evidence for mainstream, you know, zoologists and stuff in universities to get funding for it, if there was enough evidence besides just hearsay,
exactly,
that it would be funded.
That's true.
I think it would be funded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go back to the stupid rednecks that are on this show. They actually have, you know, halfway decent equipment and stuff. I'm sorry. They are just a bunch of idiots. It's very obvious it's staged. And I don't think anybody here argue with me. I mean, they're just idiots. No, but they are using, you know, good shit. I mean, that's just it. I mean, there are a lot of rich people in this world that do crazy shit that they believe in. And it's hard for me to believe that.
Now, that is a good point. Like Richard Branson, if Richard Branson believed in Bigfoot.
Yeah, there'd absolutely be a study on Bigfoot. A well-funded study.
Exactly. If that guy could fund something like to go to the damn, you know, what is he funding now? A project for civilians to go on the moon?
Yeah, the space race is private now. No more, you know, our space programs died, so now it's in the private sector.
Right.
If we could get Elon Musk to shift his attention onto Bigfoot, that would be great. Let's give him a tweet. I know you're doing well with the, you know, the clean cars and the space exploration, but we'd like you to shift your attention to Bigfoot, please. Cheers, Elon.
You are doing this right now live, correct? You are actually tweeting that, correct? While on the Side Effect podcast.
Do you have a Side Effect Twitter as
we
well?
We do. It's
Oh, nice. All right. I'll do it. Now let's do it. Let's see if we can get... let's get... He's not going to respond. No one get excited. This is just... I'm just...
Make sure you tell him why he's at it. We need a bunyip too, though. Make sure you tell him we need a bunyip too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Can you spend a bit of time on Sasquatch/Bigfoot/Bunyip? If he can, a few resources towards gnomes. Just a little bit.
Yes, there you go.
Just a little bit.
Please do it.
Bit curious about the small creatures.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we can't discriminate. We need to talk about the small creatures.
Right. We want to cover a few of the different size and shape supernatural creatures here. We're inclusive.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm biased. I just hadn't studied any small creatures. Because I don't know why. Why is that? I'm now questioning myself. Like, why hadn't I studied the little gnomes a little more?
Skunk hamster, yeah. Leprechauns and smurfs. Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, you're a fucking heightist.
Actually, I am. We were the fucking tallest people at Con of Thrones, me and James. Yeah, everybody's so fucking short. Yes, you, Val, Pocket Val.
Well, I got a question. Do you think any of them, you know, even going back in time, do you think any of them were legitimately hold any water? I think there'd be two that I think might hold water. You know what I mean? Like the Kraken. Because, you know, they do keep finding these larger and larger octopuses. Do I think sailors kind of blew it out of proportion? Probably so.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah. Because they've recently found the giant octopus and
they
shit.
They have.
So,
and
yeah.
You imagine those old ships, how small they were.
Right. And you know the stories get blown out of proportion for sure, especially if they're passed down for so many
generations. Yeah. And they need to get the girls, you know, they need to like come back and be like, oh, yeah, we caught this huge thing.
Yeah, exactly. That is true. You know, the big fish story. That's the classic story, right?
That is big.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, you know, I mean, you know, so the medievals believed in dragons. I mean, could that have been something else? Because, I mean, what are they classifying that as? You know what I mean? I don't think any dinosaurs made it that far because that could easily be, you know.
Well, that was more of an Eastern Asia thing, but I don't know if they actually believed in a physical creature or not.
There's so many stories though that include them, you know.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder.
And you know, in my opinion, if there's anything that's possible, there could have been some remnant. I mean, but then again, they've never found a dinosaur that was over a million years old. And that was the only thing I could ever think of. They never found anything I know over there. You know what I mean? So that's the only thing I think that could possibly. I can't think of anything else that'd be that damn big the way they describe it.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Going back to where we were talking about. There must be some dead ones lying around somewhere. I wanted to say another thing that I remember hearing, and it's like a lot of these people that you know, they have guns on them when they find them, and they're willing to shoot them, but apparently they don't because they look very human.
Oh.
Yeah, there's so, kind of two sides of that. There's been reports, of course, over here that they have been shot before, but nobody's ever seen a body. But then, yeah, there's the other side of that, too. Like, once they I guess, you know, stop shitting their pants, they see a hairy person standing there. It's a little different, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Man, wait, I still want to talk about other videos that I was thinking were legitimate because of reasons.
Hey guys, I'm back. Well, Val gets onto that task. I've returned from working on the marketing.
He actually did.
Yep. So I tweeted Elon. I said, "Hey Elon, I'm hanging out with the top blokes and Sheilas at the Side Effect Cast on their podcast. We're wondering if you can put some resources into finding Bigfoot. Cheers, mate, Aussie man." I thought I'd just leave it as Bigfoot, like being specific. There's clarity instead of getting too convoluted with Sasquatch, Bunyip. There's too much for him to Google. So
that is fantastic.
Outstanding. I see it now. I'm gonna retweet it right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we'll see if Elon comes through. I like how I noticed I didn't even put a question mark. It's like, I'm not questioning. I'm asking, Elon. I just noticed that. I was like, oh, I did a typo. He's fucking... But I don't care. Good typo. And then I did a follow-up. I did, "Hey, Richard Branson, I'm hanging out with the top blokes and Sheilas at the Side Effect Cast on their podcast. We're wondering if you could put some resources into finding Bigfoot." And then I did... I mean, yeah, it's a bit of a copy-paster, but I did modify it. I did brackets. I asked Elon Musk as well. Hope that's cool. Cheers, mate.
You are officially my hero. That is awesome.
Very hopefully cool. Very we cool. Snag one of them there, guys. Anyway, yes. As you were, back over to you, Val.
And he is the new this is Aussie man from the marketing department.
Yeah.
The Side Effect podcast.
Marketing and research.
You just give me some side quests and I go away, I work on them. It's like I'm doing internet field work. I just go and do a bit of field work.
Carry on, Samuel.
Yep, I've gone to Old Town and I've returned. Learning to be a maester.
Oh my god. Well, I appreciate it, man. It's great. It's great. Okay. So, okay. Let me start from the beginning and make a good argument. All right. So I get it. Cause a lot of these videos and the ones that I like the best are the ones that are, for example, people who have a reason to be filming, you know, because obviously when you don't have a reason to be filming, it's very suspicious. But there's some people that are YouTubers and they record themselves often doing things and stuff. And like, for example, there was this one video of a guy who would have tons of videos of him just riding his ATV with another guy and, you know, going through random places with their ATVs. And then this one time they just happened to see something and then they got caught in the video. Now, that would seem legitimate because they did have a reason to be filming and it's not suspicious. But there's still a possibility that they wanted to have something crazy in one of their videos because maybe their videos were like super boring or something. And they're like, oh my God, let's just make a video where, you know, let's put you in a suit and then like, you know, record Bigfoot.
That's it, James. That's it for the channel. We need a video with you. You need to put on a fucking monkey suit.
Absolutely.
And we can revive the fucking channel.
I will do it. Right. I will do it. I'll paint a fucking fence.
Not taking into account how expensive a suit like that would be, but, and actually that's why I like to give the benefit of the doubt as well. But another thing is there was this other video that is also... Like, it's a bit more believable because it was the, and I don't know if you guys have seen this one, but it's a camera that's set up to film bald eagle, what do you call it, like chicks, like, you know, little babies. Right. Yeah. And then this camera caught a Bigfoot in the corner, like super blurry, that you can barely see it, but you can see that it's like this big, you know, ape man looking thing. So that one is one of those where like the people who are recording these eagles? Like, would they really go and do that? And first of all, I doubt there's people, random people just walking around in suits hoping to get filmed.
There might be.
That's true. There are some people that are bored.
That's their hobby.
Jeez, I mean, just getting that out of the way.
I need the subscribers, man. Just fucking film me.
Oh, jeez. But yeah, okay. What do you guys think about that one? It's have you seen that one first of all?
Like, accidental sightings, but like not the subject of being filmed.
Right. There is a trail cam. A guy set up, you know, for deer. And he caught two little Bigfoot looking, well, they kind of look like chimps to me, be honest with you. But, you know, people are trying to say, oh, this bear, you know, little bear. But the video to me looks like, well, actually, excuse me, wasn't video, two pictures. Cause they're it's like, takes a picture every 30 seconds or something like that, the trail cam. So it's not a clear video, but it looks like two little chimpanzees to me.
Yeah, I've seen that one too. And apparently experts said that the arms were too long. I mean, and you wouldn't expect to see a chimpanzee out there.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. And actually, the camera did catch pictures of bears right before they cut the picture of the Bigfoot. And you can see the clear difference between the bears and the Bigfoot. But yeah, it's... yeah, it's an interesting one.
It's interesting. If you think about it, though, the Patterson film that, you know, we kind of had to let you down earlier on about it being debunked. they were actually Bigfoot hunters, though.
That was devastating.
Yeah. I mean, they went out claiming wanting to see and find Bigfoot because it had become popular at that point back from the 50s. So, I don't know. Do you trust the guy who says I was just out filming my, you know, ATV trip? Or do you trust the guy who says, no, I'm going to look for a Bigfoot and here you go, you know?
It is a double-edged sword. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. You want to always wonder, especially before the time of cell phones, you know, why would someone have a camera? How about this? Have you seen the videos where they think they see a Bigfoot and they run towards it? I don't believe any of that. I don't believe somebody would do that. I saw one in snow where this guy's filming and he's like swiftly walking towards it in the snow, you know, loud as hell, every footstep. No way. I just don't buy that.
Yeah. Like every aspect of life, the internet has made it difficult for this as well and more complex. And you don't trust YouTubers. Don't the lot of them. Nah. Any footage that's come from a YouTuber. Nah, bullshit. Viral marketing campaign. I mean, we've seen lots of those where it's like a snowboarder and the bear in the background. It's like, oh, that was accidental. The bear was chasing me down the mountain. Bullshit.
Yeah, there was a recent one with the grizzly bear and the bike rider. Yeah. It was like, come on, man.
It looked really real, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those out there. Yeah, running into a fake hurricane, fake lightning strikes, all of that stuff.
The great white one I bought hook, line,
and sinker. Oh, yeah.
When it first came out, oh, my God, it scared me so bad. But, yeah.
I think that's all the same company in Melbourne. They're cheeky.
They're down there with you.
they're viral video marketing campaigns. They do. You know, that Bigfoot might come around to be in fashion for that again soon as well. It's like getting Bigfoot in the background. It makes it trickier. Really hard to tell what's sincere with kind of when someone's filming something like, I didn't mean to be filming that.
Exactly. Yeah,
very tricky to trust still tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it. You were talking about, like, you know, they see Bigfoots and little Bigfoots and, you know, how could that be possible? And I'm thinking, my kid would so do that. Like, let's go around and fuck with people and wear monkey. You guys know Noah, you know what I mean? He would so be out. He's like, hey, let's go do it.
Yeah.
You got to think about it. Yeah, there are all types in this world. And, you know, what lengths do you want to go to try to prove something or fuck with somebody? You know what I mean? And that's where I'm kind of skeptical. I mean, it just comes down to, I guess, I'm just kind of brass tacks, you know, showing me the money kind of person, you know, when I can look at it with my own eyes or, you know what I mean? That's kind of, you know, the catch one or put it in the zoo.
Well, that is true. I mean, I generally agree too. It's kind of almost like, you know, for religious people, if somebody comes back and says, which this has actually happened, by the way, I'm Jesus, by the way, I'm returned. They all look at him like they're fucking crazy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But he's supposed to come back, right? I mean,
he is supposed to come back. That's right. Yeah.
It's supposed to be a fireworks show. What's exactly supposed to happen? You know what I mean?
But it's possible. It's possible, Val. Not to shit on Val. It's possible with the amount of footage people are shooting now as well. Just to think of that side, the amount that people are filming and always filming, and the amount of footage that's uploaded, and yeah, it's still kind of there's a sincerity to so yeah, I didn't mean to capture that. That just happened. I was filming this. I guess it's happening every day. People capturing stuff they didn't think would happen. So yeah, there is a possibility that it's going to happen with one of these creatures.
Well, like I mentioned, the Megalodon earlier. You know, there's those oil rigs have cameras down below, and they've caught some huge, you know, just barely off in the distance, just enough to where you have to have scientists, you know, break down the imagery. Oh yes, that's definitely gills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was something, you know, so mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, okay. How about this? And I'm cool with you guys like debunking these videos and giving
you keep throwing them at. Yeah. We're just like hitting them back.
Exactly.
Yes.
What's
yes,
next?
Yes.
I'm What's next?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. What else have you got? All right. Yeah. What have you got?
Okay. How about the YouTuber? And yes, sure. This is a YouTuber. I know that the start wasn't good, but
can't trust them. Can't trust them. Dodgy fuckers. But a lot of them.
They had a good point, which was that what they filmed, and actually these guys actually reacted in the way that you would expect a normal human to react. They saw something, you know, in the bushes, and it was dark, and they thought it was a bear, so they started filming. And then when it got up, it stood up, and it looked like a, you know, like a Bigfoot, and they started running the other way after they saw it. So that there is a good reaction that I would expect, you know, for anyone who's to start running when the thing moves. But another thing that they said, and they actually like they had recorded something that they said about the video afterwards, and they were saying that even if it was a guy in a suit, like to them it was real. Again, it was, you know, they did not set this up, but they were explaining like if it was a guy in a suit, that is dangerous as fuck to be out there during hunting season wearing a suit like that. Like, they're just asking to get killed. Like it's just
yeah, absolutely.
Why would anyone? How about why? What about that?
Again, there are many brands of stupid in this world. I'm sorry, it is a reality, and you know, especially you get, you know, hey, I know some rednecks back in Mississippi, man. You give them some damn moonshine, they'll do any damn thing you tell them.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think I've found the video you're talking about here. Just I've gone and searched intelligence. It's on the YouTube channel Logan Paul, very trustworthy channel. Oh my God. I can see. No, sorry, I had to do that. I had to cash in on that. I don't know where you found it.
No, yeah, no, it's somewhere else. Okay, all right, you know, all right, I'll give you another one. Like, I got another one.
Brilliant.
Would you believe cops? How about cops?
No.
Right?
God, no. With yeah. Can't trust them. Can't trust them. A lot of them can't trust them.
With a dash cam.
Sorry, no, continue.
With a, yeah, okay. All right, no, that's fair. But they had a dash cam. They were driving through this empty road at night. They were just talking to each other like nothing was happening, just a normal conversation. And then, like, all of a sudden they see something walk in front of their car, like run in front of the car across in the street. And they're like, what the fuck was that? And then, like, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I guess cops can get bored too.
But now you're just debunking yourself out. Yeah, exactly. What about this? How about this? There's a drone, and the drone is going above. And then you're like, wait, no, the drone's reliable.
Yes. You're not going out very confident there, Val, and you're.
No, you guys. The cynical is rubbing off on me.
I don't know. I think a lot of it can, you know, because we were just watching Joe Rogan, a little episode of part of Joe Rogan's podcast earlier, James and I were, and I think a lot of it, if you know, I wouldn't, I don't know if I could venture a guess on a percentage. I think, but a high percentage would be probably bears of people seeing these things in woods, right?
Right.
But I, you know, and we knew, I knew that bears walked in their hind legs, but I didn't know they did it that often. But we saw some shots, some video of bears, and it was like, oh shit, they're just standing there like fucking people.
Right.
When they want to.
Now imagine that. They're like 8 feet tall.
Yes.
You know?
Right. Okay. Yes, they are. They can do this. They do not look like Bigfoot, though.
No, but off in a distance when you're scared shitless and you, you know, you between you and 300 trees.
Yeah.
And you see some big, tall, fucking, you know, dark thing walking by, you know. Eh.
Nah. I'm not. I mean, because the videos, you can see that it doesn't look like a bear. It's just not.
I know. I'm not saying videos necessarily. I'm saying just, you know, your random
sighting.
Sighting that, okay, you know, fine, when you have these fine, BFRO crazy people meet up and every, you know, there's 100 people in the room. They've all seen something, but they don't necessarily have it on video.
You're going into the human psyche, the human response. It would just, without getting a good look at it, it would just be shit yourself and run.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Even the, if you've got the time, was with a gun, right? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's like, fuck this, I'm going inside. Yeah, but if you've got a bit longer there, you'd see a snout and you might see it go down on fours and
yeah.
It's a deadlock. I'm calling this one a deadlock. Between Val and the gang.
She's like one of those inflatable things with sand in the bottom that you used to punch when you're
keeps popping back up.
Well, how about this video?
Come on, you with this.
This one was shot on 16 mil film. The most reliable source.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. You know what?
Though? Well, jumping on a trampoline.
No, but for the cop video, one thing that would convince me like 100% would be if they showed, and this would be super boring as hell, but if they were to show the entire recording of the dash cam from the moment they left the fucking station.
I agree.
You know? Like, yeah, totally. Then you would know that that guy wasn't set up, because the fucking guy's not going to wait like an hour for them to show up, you know? And like time
I do
it, right?
Agree with you.
Unless they
want a lot of fun with it.
Unless they want to really be convincing, you know what I mean? No, I'm just saying. But I will say this. I will say this, though. Okay, you know, I was talking about earlier, I do a lot of camping. And so I've been in the woods a lot. And here's the thing. I've probably not even seen deer while camping more than once or twice. But now I'll see them all the time going down the street and they'll about cross
you're
the road.
Right, yeah.
But when you're out in the woods, you rarely see a deer. You know what I mean? Even though you know there's fucking 100,000 of them around you.
And they see you. Yeah.
They see you first. So... anyway, just throwing it out there, just throwing it out there about chance, you know.
What does that even mean?
Well, I mean, if there's 100,000 deer in the area, but I don't ever see them, that means they're seeing you first, and you know what I mean? They're getting the hell up out of there.
Yeah, okay.
So that's probably what happens.
But they still accidentally go over down the road and get hit by the fucking car, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know, and that's why we know they exist, because we eat them, and we can see the roadkill every day, especially around here. But
yeah, Bigfoot. But yeah, no one's hit a Bigfoot.
Apparently.
I saw Harry and the Hendersons, and I think they hit one.
Yeah. That's
true. Oh, yeah. No, I've seen that documentary.
Yep. But, yeah, what do you think about the footprints, whatever? You know, there's a lot of money put into some of those, because orthopedic surgeons and shit will vouch that it's like, you know, it's a real foot.
Yeah, it wasn't just a carving that somebody stamped out, although a lot of them were proven that way. But yeah, that's what I was going to say about the other, the Jeffrey Meldrum guy that you see on every single Bigfoot show and documentary. He's not 100% believer, but he is an expert in primate movement and all this stuff. And he says that some of these prints that are apparently cast are very believable, and it begs the question for it to be researched even more. But I've always said about the footprint thing, right, is they only find one or two. There's never a whole fucking track, right? I mean, what are they doing, floating?
Yeah.
You know, what do they just jump down, make a couple? I'm going to fuck with these goddamn humans. And then I'm just going to jump over here in the trees. Or I mean, is there only one or two? Where's the whole track where he walked home? You know what I mean?
If we tie back to the alien theory, he's got a ship. So he comes down, he plants a print or two, has a look around, and then just hops back up the ladder into the ship.
And don't forget, he takes an apple from a high branch that somebody left him.
He lands. He and or she lands right where they mean to land, and just gets the resource whatever they come to acquire to learn about the human race, whatever their mission is. They need to come down and get a rock or an apple, or yeah,
right. And then
the technology is so good with the ship that they land exactly where they need to.
Yeah, yeah.
1 foot out.
They're like, done. Beam me up, Scotty. Basically.
Yep. And then straight back up. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Yeah. This is how we get Elon Musk and Richard Branson involved. Yeah. Is if
exactly.
We can add
exactly.
a space layer to our pitch, and we can go, well, this is what we really think. Valve can shoot them through a couple of videos and and we'll get the financing, guys.
I think we got a plan. I think we got a plan right here.
Yep.
You heard it
yep.
here first.
Right. Right.
What if Bigfoot is Slender Man? This has just been bouncing in my head for like half an hour.
Yes.
What
if Slender Man and Bigfoot are the same? So Slender Man is just like summer Bigfoot, like shaved.
Yeah.
Right. Summer Bigfoot.
And then rows it back for winter and then shaves for summer.
Everyone love it.
Here's some data we need to look at side by side.
Never see Slenderman and Bigfoot at the same time.
Exactly.
No. And seasonal. Look at the seasonal data. So is Slenderman popping up more in summer, and then is Bigfoot spotted more in winter?
Yeah, I think you're dead on it, man. I think you're dead on.
Yeah, if there's a spike for Slendy in summer, and then that drops in winter, and there's a spike for Bigfoot in winter, wow. We know they're the same creature.
You nailed it.
That's it.
Roughly the same height. Yeah.
I'm ready to see some skinny summer footprints.
Yeah. On the fucking beach. Or no, downtown LA, right?
I love that theory.
I've been hypothesizing that in the back of my head for 40 minutes now. I was building a case, building an argument.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah, let it simmer. Sleep on it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think it makes sense, man. And then you combine that with the spaceship. There you go. It's solved.
Oh my god, it's all connected.
It's all connected, yeah, guys.
Absolutely.
You guys, what if it's all connected?
Oh shit.
Slenderfoot.
it's Slendy. Is that right, Ethan? Slendy?
Slendy, yeah, Slendo. Yeah, we can give it a nickname, but it can be Slenderfoot. Yeah, it can. Yeah, there's a hybrid. There's a liger. Yeah,
there you go.
Which created.
Well, I mean, when you shave a bear, they do look extremely skinny after, so.
They do.
I know. Like your family pet, if you ever had to shave one of these.
Yeah, certain breeds of dogs. I was going to say that. When you shave them down, they're like, what the hell? It's like a fucking seal.
What happened?
Yeah, I had an instant question there. It's like, Val has shaved a bear. All right. No.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't doubt if that's happened around here. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Someone's tried it.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I absolutely have no doubt it's been done.
Dude, okay. All right. Okay. But wait.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
And actually, no, I'm excited that someone else is doing the what ifs, because that's usually me right here with the what if. I was going to say, actually, I don't want to get super serious again, but the guy who recorded the, what was his name again? Paul Freeman. He did record Footprints, and there were more than one.
More than one as in two? Did they find any radio? Did they find a area where it had been a radioactive circle near that footprint or two?
There's a hilarious video out there of a guy in North Carolina who has had a Bigfoot come in his backyard a few times, and he's poked him in the face with a stick.
What?
Like, this is like a news interview. You got to check it out, man. It's hilarious. He's a big dude with a beard, and he talks about, I saw him right between those trees right there. He's about 8 feet tall. And I went up to him and I poked him with a stick.
I wasn't scared. I don't run.
He said he heard his dogs raising hell, so he went outside to see what was going on.
This is probably somebody related to one of us, by the way.
It's very possible. He reminds me of my Uncle Gary. But that's hilarious. That's a good video. There's a couple of them, actually. He got a little fame, a little notoriety out of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It used to be you wanted to keep your mouth shut because people thought you were crazy. But now you're the cool kid, right? Mm-hmm. If you've seen a Squatch.
If you've hung out with the Squatch.
Yeah.
If you've had the
experience, you know, your cherry's popped and you've seen one, you've had an experience in the woods, then you're in the club.
Yeah. You get to go around going, I know the Squatch. Yeah, I can give the Squatch a call.
Right. All right. I don't know where we're at. Are we?
Wait. I have a segue.
Collective sigh. She's back.
And here we see a Val in her natural habitat. What if?
Yeah, getting ready for another punch in the face. But okay, there was a good segue between Slenderman and this other thing that I want to talk about, because Slenderman is pale as fuck, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's a pasty motherfucker.
Yeah, he
doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't get a lot of sun. Yeah. Not a lot of sun.
Okay, so there's apparently one albino. Yeah, not Yeti, but apparently Yeti is supposed to be black too. You know, it's a misconception that the Yeti is white. But no, there was someone caught an albino Bigfoot on camera.
An albino Bigfoot.
I think I've heard of that. Yeah, no, that rings a bell. That rings a bell. An albino Bigfoot. Yeah.
Where was that? Where was that at? I mean, was that was that out in Europe or here? Or because you know you have so many names and descriptions. Was that the abominable snowman, or where was that located?
Oh right, that's what I'm thinking. No. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. The abominable guy.
The abominable. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, we got a perfect soundbite for that.
I was trying to do like Scatman, but with abominable.
Did you stick the link down there, Chris?
I did, to that video you're talking about with our cousin.
Yeah, that's the North Carolina guy. He put the link in the.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is the kind of people that represent us on video. Every time.
Oh, this guy looks legit.
I like that.
That's the stick he was poking him with.
Oh, yep. Used the stick as a rifle. There's a road. There's a picture of a cow. He could have just seen a cow. I'm suddenly commentating this video as I watch it.
Here's the next Aussie Man video right here.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
It's got the tiniest fucking camera. What the hell is that?
Well, you don't. Yeah, you don't want to give away your position. You got to be stealth. He's got his camouflage clothing. And he's got his latest micro technology. It's
This is the every time there's somebody from North Carolina makes the fucking news, it's this guy. Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Fucking UFO, Bigfoot, that's him.
Yeah.
This is why we get the damn comments about being backwoods, can't read. You certainly ain't ringing a Song of Ice and Fire, you fucking backwoods redneck motherfucker. This is what we get.
Yeah, you're getting stereotyped. I'm going to be on his side. I'm going to believe him. I mean, he could be an Aussie Man fan. So...
Yeah, good point.
I don't want to burn bridges. You guys bully him. That's fine. I believe him. I believe him. Maybe we're joking because we're scared. Are we doing that thing?
Yeah, so I think we're all pretty skeptical. I mean, we're kind of making and we're poking a lot of fun at it. But, I don't doubt people are seeing things. I do think likely it's more bear than some primate that we haven't found the woods yet. Going back to the thing we all mentioned, there's no bones. There's just there's, you know, sketchy evidence about hairs and DNA and shit like that. And footprints are really questionable when there's only one or two. I know there's been a couple instances where there's been a string of them, but going back to the technology thing, there's just too much technology not to find it. And then I understand the ocean's a whole different story. But anyway, I don't know. I just find it doubtful, but I will always remain open to the possibility, I guess, is where I'm going to stand anyway. So I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I think we're probably on the same page.
Yeah, I'm not closing the door.
Yeah, I'd say in Australia, most of the sightings probably turn out to be a kangaroo, like a real big kangaroo. I don't think we have any Bigfoot sightings, maybe Bunyip sightings. Let's stay open-minded, and we'll see if Elon Musk and Richard Branson come through with some resources, and then we can get serious about it. It might be that we're under-resourced, we're under-financed, and that's an issue. Yeah.
That is true. That is true. Exactly. You may need more than just to go out when you go camping and start yelping in the woods and then hearing shit yelp back and going, see, I told you, they're following us. That's not really evidence.
Yeah.
I will say this. That show in particular, they would tell where they were going to go.
Oh, yes, because I was going to prank them.
Exactly. I believe people went out and pranked them.
I really absolutely do. I knew they were going that weekend, and I was like, damn, I need to go camping and then just run out in the woods at night making fucking noise, and I'll be on TV, essentially. Exactly. They'll be like, see, I told you, we got a squatch up here on this ridge, and it's following us down here, and we're going to try to see if we can see it with the infrared, and then they'd see me. Right. You know, and I'd go pouncing through the woods, and you know, I know people do that.
You're gonna get shot, man. You're gonna get shot. You're gonna get poked with a stick.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Some random guy would shoot me. The Bigfoot crew wouldn't. They'd be all, you know, Bobo would be all over it, right?
I do genuinely love the thought of an ancient species that's been near extinction, but. Is still out there like a comeback story. I do love that.
I do too. I think that's kind of what we all get, you know, it appeals to all of us in like the Loch Ness thing. When I was a kid, it was the same thing until you realize how to look at a picture and you see the whole photograph or whatever. But just that idea of there's, you know, something of our past is still here somewhere, somehow survived. It is a good story.
And you know what? I hate doing these podcasts now because I'm a huge believer, and then I start doing the podcast and then you guys just make me...
I'm still hanging with you, Val.
Oh, yes.
And you get on a guest that's incredibly sarcastic and takes the piss at every chance he can get.
Yeah, no. I still have a bunch of things that you guys need to debunk for me, all right? I'll throw everything at you. People in the audience, who's with me? Bigfoot exists, right? I mean, okay, the last thing you want to say about all of these things is, like, there's just so many sightings and stories
around the world
that is, like, yeah, I mean, can't they really all be fake?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. No, there's something to it. I mean, there's something that people see, and they're seeing something. I don't doubt that, but I think if I go out in the woods right now and I see something, you know, a deer runs by really fast and I just see a blur, the first thing that popped in my head is going to be Bigfoot because I've been exposed to it so much, you know?
Okay, so Mothman.
Oh, God. it feels like the wrap-up energy.
When it starts going to
crickets,
then we know.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. Oh, good gag. Get your little soundboard.
Oh, shit, I can't get it to stop. Brilliant. I just have to finish. There it goes. Okay.
Also, yeah, thank you, Ethan, for not having a squeaky chair.
I do have a pretty squeaky chair. I'm trying not to move too much. It's not really old. It's at that stage where it's starting to get squeaky, and
he's been sitting there still the whole time. Like, damn, hurry the fuck up! I gotta move.
I gotta eat. I gotta get out of this chair. I gotta get on with my fucking day.
Dude, I thank you so much, man.
Definitely love to have you back. Yes.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, awesome. Man, feel free really to hop on anytime.
No, I like doing it. I like doing it because I'm always
playing. I wish you good fortune in the wars to come.
You underestimate the power of the dark side.